Council elections are coming up, and for the first time, Seattle will be voting on council members by district. The districts are brand new, so we're taking a little time to get to know them. We're starting with District 1, West Seattle. KUW's Joshua McNichols went out to get a sense of the issues important to District 1.
West Seattle is a peninsula. From the fancy beachfront homes along Alki Beach to the ethnically diverse southern section, people here have always considered themselves a little apart from the rest of Seattle. Sometimes locals trip up and refer to the peninsula as an island.
Right, yeah, we do call it the Rock, sort of informally. Obviously, it's not an island.
The guy I caught accidentally calling it an island was Dave Montour. He grew up here. Now he runs a restaurant called West 5. It's in a neighborhood called The Junction, right in the middle of the district. Montour says people here think of West Seattle as an island because it's kind of hard to get over the Duwamish River.
There's only, you know, one bridge in and out of here, the high bridge, and then the low bridge is sort of unreliable. And then the only other way off the peninsula is to go south.
That's one of the big issues in West Seattle. The people here sometimes feel geographically isolated. Back in 1978, that really hit home when a freighter knocked out one of the two rickety drawbridges linking the peninsula with the mainland. It took 6 years for the new West Seattle bridge to be built. That was a hard time for West Seattle.
The junction evaporated. Single-family homes were unoccupied. Real estate values plummeted. So I remember when I was a kid, you know, this California Avenue here, you could ride a skateboard down California Avenue and not hit a single car.
Did you do that?
Of course I did.
That sense of being geographically isolated has brought the people here closer together. Montour takes me into a business that's become like family for many people in West Seattle, the Husky Deli.
So Husky Deli, this is a neighborhood sort of institution. When you're a kid, you come here for ice cream. You know, when you're in high school, you come here for your first job, scooping ice cream in the summer. It's sort of a rite of passage when you grow up in West Seattle is to come here and have your summer job scooping ice cream with Jack.
Here's the owner, Jack Miller.
We've been here since 1932.
You don't look that old.
No. My grandfather started it.
Do you have a kid to pass it down to?
I've got three kids, and they're all working here. Any one of them wanted to take over, and I stepped back, but I'm having too much fun to go right now.
People come to the Husky Deli from all over West Seattle, which brings us to the second issue I heard about in District 1, parking. In the 1950s, local merchants in the Junction neighborhood put in four big parking lots so they could compete with malls like Northgate and South Center. That investment helped cement West Seattle's strong affiliation with cars. But today, development in West Seattle's urban villages is designed around transit, not cars. And that's made some people in West Seattle feel squeezed.
What's your name and what are you doing here?
Francis Klein. And I'm playing Pinochle at the Senior Center.
Klein says somebody at City Hall made a mistake when they allowed construction of apartment buildings with no parking spaces.
And I know they expect people to take the bus, but not everyone does take the bus.
That means it's hard to find a parking space.
It irritates me. I have parking at my apartment, but other people don't. And when they come to visit, they have to park two blocks away. Really.
I heard these two concerns about geographic isolation and parking a lot throughout my tour of West Seattle. But the further you travel south, the more likely you are to hear a third concern, public safety. 18-year-old Anna Ramirez lives in White Center. Her neighborhood forms the southern border of District 1.
There's a lot of insecurity here.
What kind of insecurity?
There was recently a shooting by my house. They did a drive-by, like, right next to my apartment. Walking around White Center, it's like, you feel really harassed as a girl, because there's a lot of people, like, they honk at you and stuff like that, and you don't feel that secure.
So, the neighbors have turned to each other, just like they have in other parts of West Seattle. And she says, despite her neighborhood's problems, it's a nice place to live.
People help out each other. It's not like individuals looking out for themselves. There's a lot of sense of community in here.
Those three issues, geographic isolation, parking, and public safety, have been issues here for a long time. Some residents here feel West Seattle has been ignored at City Hall. At a couple points in history, West Seattleites have raised the idea of seceding from Seattle. But the idea always gets pushed aside in the end. And the ties between West Seattle and City Hall only stand to get stronger when the neighborhood finally has an official representative on the city council. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.